Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about maximizing Cloud Code's potential, specifically using UltraInk, Plan Mode, and other techniques.
UltraInk? That sounds intriguing. What exactly is it, and how does it relate to Cloud Code?
UltraInk, it's like a secret keyword, you know, that unlocks extended thinking for Cloud Code's agents. It gives them a massive thinking window of around 32,000 tokens, which significantly boosts accuracy, especially in planning mode. I'm using it alongside parallel sub-agents, each with its own context, to supercharge the planning process.
So you're using multiple agents, like a project manager with a team of engineers. Fascinating. Can you elaborate on how this played out in your example with the Ray Transcribes app?
Absolutely. I wanted to improve the UI of my custom dictionary feature. I fed Cloud Code screenshots of the current design, then initiated the planning phase with UltraInk and parallel agents. One agent focused on the UI layout, another on the dictionary component itself, and the third on relevant design patterns from my documentation. It was incredible to watch them work concurrently, each analyzing a different aspect.
I see. Interesting. And did these agents propose different plans? How did you manage their input?
Exactly. Each agent came back with a plan. Cloud Code's interface allows me to review and approve, reject, or request further planning. This iterative process was crucial. For example, I initially rejected a plan that didn't consider mobile and tablet layouts. I had to reiterate the importance of responsive design.
Got it. It sounds like managing these agents effectively is key to getting the most out of this approach. You also mentioned design rules. How did those factor in?
The design rules. That's where the real magic happens. I have a detailed design system documented in my repo, including things like grid systems, color palettes, and component usage guidelines. Cloud Code, incredibly, automatically detected and applied these rules during the planning and code generation phases. This ensured consistency and adherence to my design standards.
That's remarkable. So, it's not just generating code. It's generating code that adheres to your specific design system. That's a huge time saver.
Precisely. And it's not just design. It also seamlessly integrated with my convex database rules, ensuring proper state management and reactivity. The code it generated was remarkably clean and well-structured, leveraging hooks and following best practices.
It seems like this approach combines the best of both worlds, the power of LLMs with the structure and consistency of a well-defined design system. But were there any challenges? Did everything go smoothly?
Well, not entirely. There were a few hiccups, like the initial mobile layout regression. I had to provide additional feedback and screenshots to guide Cloud Code towards the desired outcome. It's an iterative process, after all. And honestly, the interface for managing multiple agents can be a bit confusing at times. It requires some getting used to.
That makes sense. It's a new technology, still evolving. But overall, it sounds like a powerful approach. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Definitely. If you're working with Cloud Code, I highly recommend exploring Plan Mode, UltraInk, and Parallel Agents. It might seem complex initially, but the potential for generating high-quality, consistent code is immense. And don't forget the importance of well-defined design rules and clear documentation. That's crucial for guiding the LLM effectively. Also, check out rayfernando.ai for more details. Remember, this is just part one. There's more to come. So, stay tuned and keep coding.
Goodbye.